Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Health and Wellness Podcast. This is episode 2. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we're Pauliano.
Pauliano.
Now, we've got a few things to discuss today that we think you'll enjoy. What are those, please?
So we're going to discuss self-image and what impacts self-image today. We're also going to talk a little bit about unplugging, completely unplugging, and a little bit about how to just feel comfortable. I know a lot of us, it's the summertime, and so a lot of us are going to be traveling.
Yeah.
We're going to go on short trips around.
I'm traveling, yeah.
Exactly. And so just learning how to get comfortable when you're away from home, kind of creating that home away from home type feel so that you can enjoy yourself a little bit more. But it's going to be a fun show. We're going to talk about a few different things, but they all kind of go together, just making yourself feel good and enjoying your time and not being too uptight. Not being uptight.
You know, the way that I describe it is creating a version of yourself or a piece of yourself that isn't vulnerable.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I travel. For those of you who don't know, hi, my name is Mariano. I'm potentially a little bit clinically crazy because I don't even know if I told you this story.
What?
But about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago now, I did hitchhike from Hanford to Los Angeles with a trucker that I met at night in my work clothes.
With a trucker. That is not safe. That is not something that I recommend you doing.
Yeah,
ever.
Don't do that. We do not endorse that.
Ever.
But you know what I do endorse, though, was I never felt uncomfortable. And what I mean by that is I was happy to – I was ready to accept whatever came of it.
Oh, so death.
No, I don't mean death. I mean
I hope not. This is, we want to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, I don't mean death or, you know, sexual favor. I mean more what I mean is I wasn't like afraid of it. I was mentally in a place where I trusted myself enough. I trusted my ability to gauge others enough to choose the right guy.
Ooh.
He drove me down with no problem. He was really nice. And I got there and that was that. Or, you know, last week when I slept outside in the dog park, that was fine. It was about choosing. It was a self-confidence boosting thing. You know, I chose a place just fine. I chose a spot within that place just fine. And I woke up fine. Nothing was missing. Nothing, you know, I was a little cold, but hey.
Thankfully, nothing was missing.
Right.
Thankfully.
But the thing is, though, when you travel, even under normal circumstance, you can become a little uncomfortable, I've noticed. And I travel a lot, so I've realized that. When you're away from home, there's something different. You feel something missing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to talk about today were some of those things that you can do to make it seem like that isn't the case. Now, one thing that I do is I take my own pillow.
Oh, that's actually really smart.
Yeah. So no matter where you go, you know, on a train, hotel, dog park, some guy's truck, it's you have your own pillow. So it's a little piece of home.
So I like that pillow idea. Mm-hmm. I always, especially like if I'm going to go stay at a friend's house or if I'm going someplace and I'm going to be gone for a while.
Right, at Tinder's house.
I take my own towel and I have like this like scrubby, it's like one of those exfoliating washcloths. I take that everywhere because I just don't know how other people wash their towels.
Oh, yeah.
And so it makes me uncomfortable.
But you see how it's a comfort thing.
Right, it is. And so if I bring my own towel and I bring my own washcloth, I feel like no matter how dirty the situation is, at least I'm getting clean.
Isn't that
so? It does. No, well, it's never, you know, I don't stay any place where I wouldn't, you know, feel comfortable. But
yeah, I do.
It's but I do that. That just gives me a peace of mind.
Right.
And it makes me feel, you know, comfort in the fact that I know that what I'm going to be using is clean. And then also, too, I don't feel awkward like asking, hey, like I need a towel or, you know, putting somebody out of the way.
I do. I'm bad about that. I feel awkward. I'd rather...
Exactly. I just pack it so I don't have to worry about it. That's one thing that I always... And I always take pain medicine with me. no matter where I go, it's always like in my purse, just in case. I guess it's because, you know, if I do like a lot of walking, my feet like really hurt mm-hmm. or things like that. And I know that if I'm in any discomfort, I start to get kind of crabby. So it's kind of like helping me to help everybody else.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's just interesting to me. I notice when I travel, mm-hmm. I'm more quiet too.
Right.
Like when someone travels, I feel like, and I've traveled with people or I've met other people along the road, you're not like the normal you. You're like a very turned down version. Mm-hmm. You know, you're almost more socially acceptable. You're just quiet.
Yeah.
You have no opinions. Alert. Exactly. You're more mm-hmm. alert. And I wonder if it's a discomfort thing. And my ultimate goal in life really is just comfort, you know?
Yeah. Cause I think that goes with being, like feeling vulnerable, especially right. like if you're traveling and you're, even if you're in a place that's kind of familiar, if you're by yourself, and especially like for myself as a girl, like I feel like I'm always on high alert mm-hmm. wherever I am, just mm-hmm. to make sure like I'm seeing what's going on around me. So it does have to do with that comfort level. I can't really get comfortable if I'm always on high alert.
Exactly.
Looking around.
And you know what's funny is it doesn't have to be somewhere new. I'm going mm-hmm. after this, in fact, I'm going to be heading down to LA. We're in Sacramento. So I have a big trip ahead of me, visiting some family in my hometown of San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. Which I haven't been to in, I don't know, a few years. I'm going to see some family. I haven't seen in forever. Wow. And they're people I know. But for some reason, it's not discomforting, but it's just, it's not a normal day. Like, it's an occasion.
Right.
And what I intend to do, and really one thing that I've been working on, one of my mantras. Mantras are fun. Mm-hmm. For people who don't know, mantras are a little way to kind of, you know, a little something you can say to yourself to kind of get yourself into the mood of something.
Right.
So one thing that I kind of keep in mind is the vulnerability factor. It's okay. You know, I've been changing. Maybe people will like it. Maybe they won't. And that's okay. You know, so just be upfront.
Right.
And it's not easy to do that sometimes when you have family and they ask you very like directed questions, you know, but just be honest because it makes you feel better. You know, keep your comfort. That's kind of the theme of today is no matter where you are or what position you put yourself into, find a way to keep your comfort, keep your head about you and work through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that ties a lot into the whole wellness thing.
Yeah, it does. Being comfortable and it's okay to feel like uncomfortable because right. like if there's change, like if there's a big move or if you get like a new job mm-hmm. and or even if you just get a promotion within the same job.
Exactly. But embrace it, right?
It is. Yeah. And you just embrace it. And I think that people, you can prepare for certain things, like especially if you're traveling, you, like how we do little certain things to help us feel comfortable. We plan ahead for that, you know, but sometimes you can't be prepared and that's okay because mm-hmm. then you can just, you know, give
accept
yourself
it for
comfort,
what it is. Exactly.
Right, and not freak out too much because sometimes when you freak out too much, then it makes the situation worse.
Exactly. You see, that's exactly my point, though, is freaking out never helps. Stressing out is bad for your body and mm-hmm. it's bad for your mind. And, you know, these negative kind of self-talks that we give ourselves of, man, I'm not prepared for this, I'm not that, that's bad. You know, did you know that your subconscious doesn't understand a negative? So this is a fun little test for anyone that's listening to this and you know, and us. You right now do not think of a black iPhone.
Well, now I'm thinking of a black iPhone.
But you see, here's the thing is,
like three of them in my head right now.
but the thing is, what I mean when I say we don't understand negatives is you heard do not, but your mind in a more primal level just mm-hmm. heard black iPhone. You know, mm-hmm. you understood what I was saying and you kind of, you know, you brought up that image like a search engine, right?
Right.
So if I say things to myself like I'm not stupid, I'm not stupid, I'm not worthless, I'm not worthless. What I'm hearing is stupid, stupid, worthless, worthless.
Oh.
So stay away from those. Stay away from negative self-talk.
So literally just thinking positive
exactly.
all the time.
Exactly.
Not trying to psych yourself out and think
exactly.
opposites, but just think positive notions and positive thoughts.
Right. Like if somebody were to tell you, hey, look, don't sound stupid. And you're like, I don't. What do you mean? And then you go into whatever social event. What are you going to be thinking about?
Do I sound stupid?
Or why would you mm-hmm. say that? Do I sound stupid?
Right.
So, you know, so put yourself in kind of that winning mindset, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that has so much to do with actions. I totally believe thoughts become things and look, you know, look at the things that we built from buildings to, you know, and it's important, I think, to keep yourself in that mindset. One of my favorite things of all time, all of these people that we look up to, like Beyonce for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Queen Bey. Which, you know, you guys are meant to be best friends, just mm-hmm. saying. You know, where all these people that I look up to, there's many. It's not what they've done. It's not, you know, it's It's the fact that they were able to do it despite anything right. that may have happened, you know? Like, I'm a big fan of Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. I love his music, first of all, but I also love just what he's done, what he's created. And he did it despite Big L getting shot and all these other people that he knew and all these terrible things that happened to people. But he stuck to it, and look where it got him, you know?
Right.
And you have to respect that. That's what I mean by comfort. I'm sure he was uncomfortable. He might have been scared. I'd have been scared. I don't want to be shot, you know? But the thing is, you do what you got to do. You know, the reason I slept in that dog park is because you do what you got to do.
Right.
You know, I decided I want to be here. And if that's the case, I'm going to accept whatever comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be more happy there getting mugged or something than I would be home thinking I should have done this.
Right. And
I
didn't. Well, I'm glad that you did not get mugged.
Me too. Let's be clear. Don't mug
and
me.
And I hope that you did bring your pillow so that you had a little bit of comfort.
I brought a blanket. I stepped it up.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. See, sometimes just bringing a little piece of home with you, whether it's a picture or, you know, in my case, I like to bring my own towel wherever I go. Even if I stay at a nice hotel, I like to bring my own towel.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives like my family nuts because they're like, what are you doing? But, you know, it just makes me feel more comfortable, makes me feel a little bit more safe. I guess, you know, people do call things safety blankets. That can be anything that makes you feel safe.
And that's totally fair is the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Just whatever works best for you. Some people, it's music. Other people like to bring like a picture with them, or it might be an item that a loved one gave them, something like that. But we're going to cut it to a break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss unplugging from everyone and everything and just downloading, literally downloading from life and learning how to relieve stress that way, as well as talking about self-image and things that can affect it both positively and negative.
Exactly. So unplug, but not until you finish this podcast. We'll talk to you soon.
So we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back.
We're back.
Now, another important topic that it's something that's really hard to kind of identify with, because it's something that we on purpose don't allow ourselves to look at, if that makes sense. And what I mean is there are a lot of things that we do on purpose to cover up an insecurity that we think we have, and understand that it's your ego's job. That's the whole purpose of it, is to keep you happy with yourself. And we wanted to bring up self-image.
Yes. Which is really, it can be a touchy subject mm-hmm. sometimes, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. I think that self-image can, if you have a great self-image and you have a good self-image, that's great, because it can alter, will alter how you act regardless whether you have a good self-image or a bad self-image, whether we like to admit it or not.
Right.
And so, and especially in today's society where it's always thrown in our face, like certain body types and mm-hmm. certain body things that are considered more beautiful than
considered
others.
Considered ideal, exactly.
Exactly. And a lot of times the ideal look, whatever that is not necessarily realistic.
Right. Or what even these people actually look like.
Yeah, that's true too.
Can I just say, my way to put it, it's not necessarily good or bad self-image. It's just accurate or inaccurate. Because the way I read it was, when you – a self-image is almost like a big lump sum of everything you take in and how you perceive that to equal where you stand socially.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is you know, do people give you more attention than they give someone else? Does that mean that you're high value? Do you get dumb likes on Instagram, or do you get like four like me and you put together? Or, you know, do you have good music taste? Do you dress well? Do people respond well to you? You know, as a guy, like when you approach a girl, how does she respond to you? There's all these different kind of factors that you take in all this information, and then based on that, you kind of decide. It's like evaluating your GPA in school. You kind of decide, like, okay, I must be about here. And that's kind of what self-image is. But the thing is, though, people tend to over-identify with self-image, and that's what can hurt you.
Right.
Because everybody has everything in them. So would you consider yourself lazy?
Myself?
Yeah.
I do consider myself lazy. No. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Well,
I do.
But here's the thing.
I do.
I don't, though. But the thing is, I do have lazy moments, but that doesn't mean that I'm a lazy person.
Okay. You know? Well, I'm a very productive lazy person.
But then you're not lazy.
I cut corners. I'm a corner cutter.
Oh, you corner cutting freaking...
It does. It takes me a half an hour to get to work, so I wake up an hour and a half before I have to be at work, and I give myself about an hour to get ready, and then I leave.
Is that late? Because, so, I mean, I... It
takes but then me I about... complain all day that I don't look cute all day, and I'm like, well, if you weren't so lazy...
Exactly.
But then that's the thing, too. I'm pretty... I like to consider myself, you know, confident when it comes to how I look, so I don't mind the fact that not every day that I'm getting ready. And I guess that kind of does have to do with self-image. It has to do with the fact that...
But I bet that has to do with the fact that guys like you, right? Like, but what I mean is, if you're confident about the way you look, it's because no one's told you, or at least not many people have told you bad things about how you
look. Right.
You see, I'm just trying to describe how it's kind of put on you, you know? Or even...
But I think I... And this kind of goes like, my... tip with self-image is that I've already resolved it within myself that I'm not going to look like people that we see on TV and people that like are in magazines. Like, I'm just not. And
why not?
Well, because I'm not thin. I think I'm tall. I mean, I'm 5'9", so I guess that's pretty tall. But
You're not thin. What are you talking about?
But see, that's the thing. To me, I don't think that I'm fat. So, like, you're I'm not, okay yeah. with that. But then there are people that would look at me and say, like, oh, she doesn't look like this person on TV, so she must be, like, sad and overweight and all of that. Which, I mean, so with me with that is that once you resolve it in yourself that, one, especially when it comes to women and, like, things that we see.
Yeah.
One, once we understand that a lot of people, even if they look like they don't, have fake hair, you know, they have extensions or whatever. So there's a, I have a lot of friends, and I do this too. Even still now, I wish that my hair was longer. And so a lot of us are like, oh, why can't my hair be long like so-and-so's, not realizing that, you know, that's part of their makeup and costume for reality TV or for a photo shoot, you know.
And they it goes farther than that, professional hair. Lighting.
Exactly. You know, and so, and even on like social media platforms and things, there's a lot of people that Photoshop those images before it's even posted on Instagram. So they may caption it and it's like, oh, caught off guard, or oh, this is a candid shot plus 14 filters, lighting, and, you know,
totally caught off guard.
Exactly. And so, which is fine. Like, that's totally fine too. I'm not knocking that either.
No, right.
But it's when, because before, when I would try to compare myself to people like that, I noticed that I had a really bad self-image. I had bad self-esteem because I'm like trying to compare myself to, you know, these images. And that's fine too. It's not, there's nothing wrong with aspiring to better yourself.
Right.
And aspiring, like, you know, for instance, like I just said, I wish that my hair was longer. So I'm taking my vitamins. I'm being more diligent about it. And eventually it'll happen, you know, and that's fine. But in the time being, I'm enjoying the length that my hair is. I'm enjoying, you know, right now that you don't have to compare yourself constantly to where you're putting yourself down. It can be something like a goal to aspire to be. Like, if you aspire to be strong and healthy, then that's okay too.
I think I have the perfect metaphor for that.
Mm-hmm.
They call that loving the process.
Yeah.
Not the goal. Because exactly. The goal focuses on what you don't have yet. The process focuses on what you have been gaining on your way there.
Exactly. And it can be discouraging if you're only looking at what you, like,
how far you need to go exactly. as opposed to how far you've come.
You know, and
I totally agree.
And it's better to have more realistic goals and personal goals for your self-image. Like, one of my goals was to just accept myself how I am.
What are your goals?
So my goals are, okay, so physically is I do want to get stronger. I just finished up recovering from foot surgery, so right. I wasn't able to walk these last 8 months. Mm-hmm. And so during that time, I couldn't get mad at myself. I did eat healthier mm-hmm. because I was cognizant of the fact that, you know, right. I'm not able to even walk. So, you know, I wasn't able to move at all really for these last 8 months. And then so I watched what I ate. And so now that I'm past that part, I'm trying to add in a little bit more walking in, being more active. So that's one of my goals, is just to be more active than what I have been these last few months.
You want to know what one of my goals is that will tie into what we were just talking about? Mm-hmm. One of my goals is, if we're talking about what you want to become, I just want to become as authentic as possible.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, it's hard. I mean, it's getting easier, but it's hard these days still, you know, to, you want to kind of blend in a little bit, and you want to be seen a certain way. You want to be cool. You know, like, I want to be more muscular. I have goals too. That's why I go to the gym, and that's why I do these right. things. But my biggest sticking point for people is, how true are you to you? Because if we're talking about making yourself better, there will never be a better you than you.
Right.
So if you can just become, you know, as genuine as you can and really just love what you love, then yeah. you're irreplaceable.
And enjoying it, because it
exactly.
shouldn't, and it shouldn't ever,
should never be a
consume
hindrance.
Consume you. Yeah. yeah. To where you're so obsessed with the fact of what you're not that you forget how great that you are.
That's
and
what
how,
I mean. Yeah.
And I think a lot of times we are really critical of yeah. ourselves, and then yeah. when you talk to somebody else,
they're like, what? I don't even notice what you're
exactly,
talking
about. Yeah. You know, and it's not that big of a deal to others. It really isn't.
Right.
And it's mostly, especially nowadays, it's really rare that you find somebody that's just a loyal person, or just a good friend and a good person and a genuine person. And I think that's more.
But to me, genuine is that key factor there, because if mm-hmm. you're not genuine, how can you be loyal?
Right.
And it's interesting to me, you know, it's, I'm not talking in terms of like creating a self-image of I am myself. I'm talking about getting rid of the self-image. I'm mm-hmm. talking about, you know, just deciding of the fact that maybe this is where I want to be. That's fine. But right. behind what I think, and behind based on whatever information I've gathered, this is where I am, you know, and mm-hmm. that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with that. This is who you are. You have to love that and appreciate that.
Right.
Whenever I'm feeling mad at myself or down on myself, I do this. I think of whatever stupid little situations I've gotten myself into, or that have happened to me that weren't necessarily my fault. And I think, hey, but I'm alive and I'm healthy. That means that right. that means that of everything that's come my way, I've successfully handled it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm alive. Mm-hmm. I'm here, you know? And I think that, sure, maybe I, you know, everybody wishes they could have done certain things better. But you know what? I'm actually pretty okay with where I am right now.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with how I got here, you know? And I'm okay with doing what I need to do to continue to be here.
To continue.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And every day, I know it's really cliche, but you have to take every day at a time. You can't be too stressed out of what's to come, because mm-hmm. it may not even come tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree to that. And I don't think it's cliche. I think that the reason why things become cliches is because they're true.
Mm-hmm.
The reason people say things all the time is because they're true.
It is true.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's why a cliche is a cliche.
Yeah.
I'm going to create a new cliche about cliches.
So we got to take a quick break before we come back to discuss about unplugging and
right.
learning how to just turn things off. Right. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Yeah, what a cliche.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back. So this section of the podcast, we're just going to talk a little bit about unplugging.
Yes, and how important it is.
Yeah, because it does tie hand in hand with our wellness, and our well-being is how much we,
just how much, you know what I've noticed?
Mm-hmm.
A funny little story is my second interview here,
mm-hmm.
I got here from the train, I rode my bike, it was like 11 miles,
Right.
And I was like 2 hours early, so I stopped and got a massage. And I'm serious. And I took a shower first, and then the lady massaged me, and then I got dressed into my work clothes from my like bike riding clothes. And I didn't realize how like how just high energy I was feeling. I lay down on the table, and I was kind of going a million miles an hour.
Right.
And sometimes you don't notice just how wound up you are.
Exactly.
Like that
throughout
thing,
the day.
Right? Like that thing where you're riding in the car, and you have the radio playing, and you turn it off, turn it back on, and it's like, boom.
Yes.
You didn't realize it was that loud.
And all of our senses all day long are always
bombarded with all. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, sensory overload, whether we notice it or not.
Right.
And it isn't until we really unplug and force ourselves to shut things off that we notice just how crazy our day and how hectic it is for us. And so
not just that, but how to recenter yourself. Like what I mean is you on a calm day. Let's say I ask you, hey, would you mind helping me move a piece of furniture? You'd probably say yes, I'm assuming.
Right.
Now,
I'd
what
help
if
you.
No, thank you. And then, now, what if you're – not that I need help because I got these
– He's buff.
Exactly. Now, what if it was like a bad day for you? What if something just happened and you're really stressed out? Or one of those hectic days where clients are texting you and it's, you know, it's just madness. And I ask you, you know what? Sorry, I'm busy.
Right.
So you're not where you would have normally been. You know, that's a different version of you.
Exactly.
That's mad you.
Right.
And I think centering yourself is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling a certain way, sad, angry, really happy, like not that it's wrong to be happy, but it's good to be happy and sad, really. It's important, but be grounded.
Right.
You know, I call it feeling with perspective, you know.
And you have to. And so one thing that it kind of happened to me on accident was that I actually story time. I actually left my phone at home one day. On my way, I was still in school, and so it was a day, and I was one of those days where it was a full day for me. So I left the house, and I had a job that I worked in the morning. Then I would go to school throughout the day, and then I had a job that I had at the end of the day. So I had a really full day, and it wasn't until I was already at my first job that I realized I did not have my phone. And I, of course, freaked out. And I started thinking of all the things that I would be missing and all of the phone calls and all of those interactions that I would be missing because I did not have my phone. And I was really actually upset that I had forgotten my phone. And I was stressing because I was thinking, when would I have time to run back home to pick it up?
And you get mad at yourself, like, how could I be so stupid?
Yeah, you know,
where
I
did
was
I leave
really
it?
Getting upset. And I was thinking to myself, how could I forget it?
Yeah.
And then I noticed that even though I knew that I didn't have my phone, I would still reach for it. I would you know, pat my pockets looking for it. And I, in my mind, I was thinking to myself, I'm really missing a lot right now, and that I could be missing phone calls. I could be missing, you know, text messages, just social media, just all that. And I was really freaking out. And it wasn't until, but then of course I didn't have time to go get my phone.
Right.
So once I got to school and everything, the few people that I needed to let know, I was able to tell them. And then, my boss at my second job, I was like, look, I'm not trying to ignore anything. It's just that I don't have my phone today. And so throughout the day I started calming down and I started relaxing because I was like, all right, I don't have my phone.
Like I'm getting it
it's
done.
It's just, yeah, you know, so I was able to focus on other things and I wasn't freaking out so much. Towards the end of the day, I was able to really enjoy the fact that I did not have my phone buzzing on my hip, or I didn't have,
not even have the option to be all over Facebook.
Exactly. And I wasn't, I was just enjoying my day. I went to, I actually got to spend some time with my friend and just go get coffee at the Starbucks on campus. And I was actually really engaging with her and we had a really good conversation because I wasn't every few seconds glancing down at my phone or worried about, again, missing something.
Right.
And so.
Isn't that funny? We're always afraid of missing something. And then when you have your phone, nobody texts
you. Nobody. Exactly.
And it's like.
And I kept telling myself, I'm like, nobody's probably texting me because all the people that I normally talk to
are here.
I'm
exactly.
with
yeah.
right now.
And it's just interesting because it's like, what do you feel like you're missing? Because I know exactly what you're talking about. And I felt that way too.
And it does. And your phone, your computer, your tablets, the TV even, it stresses us out because, and that's like why we can DVR things is because we're stressing out that we're going to miss it. So let's just record it.
Exactly.
And so sometimes it is better for yourself. I'm not saying necessarily leaving your phone at home because I know that there are people that,
right, who
you
need
know,
it.
That
right.
business really does take place on their phone. But just unplugging everything or turning everything off for an hour a day.
Exactly. You know what I call this? Or I'm not going to. I got this from an author. Her name is Dr. Brené Brown, mm-hmm. and she's really good. You should check her out. You should check her out, and then everyone listening should check her out.
Yeah.
She calls this non-compromisable me time.
Yeah.
And she unplugs 1 hour every day. I unplug 30 minutes every day.
At least something.
Yeah, something.
Whether in, I think I mentioned this in the last episode where I like to wake up earlier.
Yeah,
Sometimes like I'll wake up early, especially if I have time, like on the weekends, especially I wake up earlier so that I can just have like a little bit of time where I'm like not stressing so much, hurried and so much in a rush. Mm-hmm. Or what I like to do when I come home, because I work really late nowadays. I work past 9 at night, and then I have to drive an hour home. So that hour drive time that I have in the evenings, a lot of times I don't have the radio on. I put my phone in my purse and I'll put it like on the back seat so I can't even hear it. And it's just my time, because even though I'm still, I guess, high alert because I'm driving.
Right.
But I'm not focused. I'm not talking to anybody else. I don't have, you know, somebody stressing me out with drama or anything. I'm just by myself driving in the car with the windows down. And I'm able to, you know, sometimes I pray, sometimes, you know, I know that you like books on tape. My mm-hmm. mom does that too. Mm-hmm. You know, just time for just me.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And an mm-hmm. interesting thing for me, I love books on tape, especially because certain books can get you into that right mindset.
Right.
If I'm going somewhere where I'm feeling like negative feelings towards someone and it's, you know, it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I find a book where people talk about, no, you know what, like everybody goes through their own stuff. It's all right. Maybe this person isn't terrible. Maybe you guys just had a misconnection. And like, that will help me come to them in more of like a, hey, look,
yeah,
what's this
like
all about?
It's a good time, because then
exactly.
you can have time to just think about, you know,
it's a new perspective, and it's interesting.
Things that have happened throughout the day, yeah, right. And how you're going to approach new things. And sometimes I think people, how you mentioned, we approach things differently because we are so strung out and we're close yeah. to that breaking point. And even if you're a really nice person, there are times
when
everybody yeah. has that point where they're just stressed.
Yeah, there's that term, like something's got to give. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yeah, and then so that's kind of one way to help avoid that. It's just really unplugging. And it's kind of difficult in the beginning,
yeah,
when you first do it, because we're so programmed, and so it's like a habit
yeah.
that you have to check your phone. I know I check my phone constantly, and sometimes multiple times a minute, even though I know nothing
Me too. Yeah.
is happening. And then, of course, if nothing's happening, I'm thinking, oh, is my phone turned on? Is, you know, the Wi-Fi on? Is everything cut off?
I've done that before too. Reset your phone. And
yeah. So
it's
then
weird,
you're,
right?
You're stressing
yeah.
yourself out over nothing.
That is hard to start, but even before starting, it's really hard. It was hard for me, at least, to even identify. Like when right. when I first read about that, they were like, "Yeah, unplug because you can really be stressed out." Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, "No, I'm not stressed out. I'm fine."
Right. You it's know? Such a normal.
Exactly. You
feeling.
Feel normal,
yeah.
right? But then I relax, and I'm like, "Oh man, this is relaxed." Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
And sometimes, because sometimes when I do it, I think that I could be more productive. Like I'm not being productive because I'm not on my phone checking emails, or I'm
right.
not sending messages or whatever. I'm not being productive, but that's not necessarily the case, because you are. If you decide that this time is me time, then you are
then
being
totally
productive, because you're taking that time out to unplug. And some people, like, you can go on a walk. My mom, she doesn't like to walk by herself, so like she'll mm. ask me to go with her, but then we'll just walk in silence because
yeah.
we're both just walking.
Yeah, you're
so,
just enjoying company,
you know. Exactly.
One thing that I consider being productive, I had this econ teacher when I was in college, and he put it this way. He was like, look, my wife has a Porsche. I have a Porsche. All my kids have iPhones. I've invested a lot of money into Porsche. I've invested a lot of money into Apple. The smartest thing you can ever invest in is yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not unproductive to take some me time.
Right.
Like, I'm constantly moving too, but there are days where I just sleep and lay down.
Mm-hmm.
And or even when I don't go to, like, if I'll go to the gym and work out really hard, especially if I change my routine and, you know, that day I'm really feeling it, or after 4 days my body's just hurting, I'll skip a day. It's fine, you know. I'll
right.
just eat more and I'll just relax. And mental health is probably more important, you know. It's
right.
definitely just as important. And emotional health is another thing too, though. Be okay with who you are. You don't have to be this other person to be okay. One thing that I always love to tell people is, you know what, like everyone that we idol, like who are the big, big idols right now? Like there's what, Drake, there's mm-hmm. actors and all these people. you know what make these people who they are is there's only one of them.
Right.
They're genuine.
Right.
That's what I love. Don't aspire to be them. Aspire to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make you happy.
And if you're, and I mean, I guess this is a good thing that you can do when you're unplugged is making up plans and deciding goals for yourself that are just personal
goals. Right, but
goals.
That are yours, that mm-hmm. have no influence, you know, because some people can have goals that they think others don't even like. Like I have a friend who, he considers himself, and we talk about it playfully,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it stings him a little bit because he does these things in secret. He's like comic book nerd and he'll go buy comic books.
Right.
But that's not something that he advertises as much as other things about himself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, why not?
Exactly.
So what? This is you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fine, you know? Don't hide it. Like, just be who you are. It's okay, you know?
Exactly. So that's going to do it for our show today.
Yes.
Always remember that anything that you want to try or you're considering doing, never hesitate to speak to a physician about it and talk to your doctor
right.
Before trying anything. All of these things that we talk about are just recommendations to try to help you. But if you're ever confused about anything, always do your research. Always talk to a professional so that
exactly.
you can get
And the information is out there. This is 2016. You can get it all, you know?
Right.
Just go get it. And the thing is, just be aware of where you are, but be willing to take the next step. If you need help, again, check out Brené Brown. She does awesome work. She's got like 5 or 6 books out that I've listened to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's out there. You know, it's okay to be where you are, but it's also okay to push to be something different.
Right. Always be positive. Do something nice today. Help and, somebody out.
Yeah, you know what you can do that'll really be nice and help a lot of people out? Check us out on iTunes, Google, Facebook, and you can also go to gsmcpodcast.com.
You can hear all of our episodes and re-listen to some episodes if you would like.
Exactly.
And we will see you again next week. Have a healthy weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.